Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. We are so happy to come live this morning on this beautiful. Is it beautiful? It's kind of gray clouds hiding my blue sky, but it's still beautiful. I know it's there.
You know, it's
happy, happy Saturday.
It is, comparatively speaking. I mean, there's going to be snow in the Midwest, lots of snow, and I'm glad I'm not there.
See, I'd kind of like to be there and see that.
You'd like to be there and see it, but if you ever have to drive in it, you would not like that.
No. I would not know. I am a Florida girl.
That's right.
I know how to drive in sand, not in snow.
Do you even know how to walk in it? You don't. Now, we saw some snow last year or 2 years ago.
In Germany. Yeah.
And you had so much fun with that, didn't you?
I did.
You did.
Of course, I almost died.
What do you mean you almost died?
When you hit me with the snowball in the head.
Well, that was an accident hitting you in the head.
And I cried like a baby.
Yes, we were on a little cruise and Christmas week, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, and between Christmas and New Year's.
And you got so excited when you looked out the window and saw that it was snowing.
Snow,
and
I had to run
out and play. Let's go outside. So we were docked and went outside and I made a little snowball.
A wet snow.
Yes.
Smacked me in the head.
And just tossed it towards you. I didn't smack it in you.
Oh, you did. We were far away from each other.
Your way. Whatever. Anyway, you had so much fun that night. Anyway, welcome everyone. We hope you had a great week like we did. It was a great week. You know,
wish my sister a happy birthday. She's listening from New York. And it's her birthday. Happy birthday, Rhonda. Love you.
Well, happy birthday.
Okay, sorry. All right, now you can talk business.
Well, we never talk business right at the beginning of the show because we have to talk about what is special about today. You know, lots of people love gingerbread. Well, gingerbread got two special days today. It's Gingerbread House Day.
Okay.
As well as Gingerbread Decorating Day. So it got two special days. Pretty good stuff.
Yeah.
All right. It's also International Shareware Day.
What does that mean?
Well, shareware is, I guess, computer stuff that you share, and it's International Shareware Day.
Oh, that's not what I thought it was.
Here's an interesting one. It's Festival of Unmentionable Thoughts Day.
Was that you, Howard? Maybe it was Alan.
Sometimes you have unmentionable thoughts.
Everybody has unmentionable thoughts. So right, Alan?
I want you all to enjoy some of those thoughts. If they're happy and pleasant unmentionable thoughts, and sometimes we have evil unmentionable thoughts.
No.
But we don't want you to enjoy those because... You know, God meant us to have good thoughts about all people. So we want you to be festive about those. Anyway, next one is National Poinsettia Day. By the way, it's poinsettia.
No, it's not.
It is. It's poinsettia. It's not poinsettia. Oh, yes, it is.
It's poinsettia.
It's poinsettia.
No.
Well, it is if you look it up. Anyway, here's another one that you'll enjoy. It's 12-hour fresh breath day, which is supposed to...
What's the trick?
It's supposed to remember that the importance of oral hygiene.
I think the only ones who have 12 hours of fresh breath are babies. Babies had the sweetest little breath.
Well, that depends on if they've had milk. I don't know.
No, I said until they start getting other food.
Now, I don't know how many people are going to love this next one.
Oh, boy. I can tell by the look on your face you probably shouldn't say.
It's National Ding-a-ling Day. Now, I have to explain what that means, and it's not what half of you are thinking. It's to celebrate stupid, foolish, or eccentric people. And it was actually started because some people used to hear bells in their head. So, and when you hear a bell, it's like hearing ding-a-ling. So it was started for, based on hearing bells in your head, and bells like ding-a-ling. So it's National Ding-a-ling Day. I can't make this stuff up.
What did you say, Alan?
I don't have to play Chuck Berry now?
Oh, yes. That's a different ding. My ding-a-ling, your ding-a-ling.
I don't know that one.
Yeah. And last but not least, it's National Ambrosia Day.
Okay.
Which I have never eaten ambrosia salad. But it, you know, it consists of marshmallows and nuts. It's a fruit salad with also pineapple, orange, and coconut. And it can have all sorts of different varieties. But basically, it is a type of fruit salad.
How about that?
All right. National Ambrosia Day. Well, welcome, everyone, again, to Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. We hope that you enjoy that little bit of humor and things that that celebrate today. And by the way, sometimes it is the date of December 12th, and sometimes the national day is like if it's the first Saturday of the month or the second Saturday of the month or the third Saturday of the month.
I see.
So just FYI. All right. Well, we're here. We're your problem-solving realtors on the radio. Come to you every Saturday. We are live. We are almost at the end of our ninth year on the radio. How about that, Angela?
You know what, Howard? That's a really long time. And I think people don't really think about the commitment that that takes to clear your calendar every Saturday morning, to show up somewhere, to create your content that you want to talk about on the radio, and to do it consistently. I think we have not been present for six shows and
in the 9 years. Yeah.
In the 9 years, which is really stellar.
Yeah.
Since you know what else is stellar? 52 Saturdays times 9 years, however much that is. And we've missed six live shows.
Yeah. You know what else is stellar?
What?
I don't know how you've done this, but I don't know how in the 9 years you're still the exact same age you were when we started. That's what you keep telling me.
Yes. That's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we want you to be the best prepared buyer or seller that you can be. We not only give advice, but we come in contact with great vendors. So if ever you need some sort of a vendor, whether it's a roofer, electrician, a plumber, or whatever, give us a call during the show or after the show, or send us an email, whatever. What's our email address, Angela?
It's realestateradio@yahoo.com.
There you go. Now, how did we do? Not we, you, and me, but we, Northeast Florida Association of Realtors, do with respect to sales and listings and closings. What happened this past week?
Well, here's what we know. Even though it's the holiday season, everyone's busy. We know that for homes and condominiums, 635 offers got accepted. That number is actually down a little bit. It's down 8% from the previous week. Also, 461 new homes came on the market, and that's up 21%. And 170 of the 461, which is 37%, they're already under contract. And 565 actually closed on a home for yourself. And we say congratulations. That's awesome.
That's up 35% from last week.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
People are taking their homes off the market this time of year, but we want to remind you of something. The same percentage of homes sell
every
single month of the year. Don't take your home off the market, although some people are because they don't want to be bothered during the holidays. But people come to visit, even in the corona times.
Yes.
So they do. They come south. They want to get away. They go to hotels. They are looking to come to the south. Hey, stay with us, everyone. We got lots more to talk about, some interesting stuff. We will be right back. Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
Angela and I are reaching out to all of our fellow realtors. Do you recommend mortgage lenders that only have one or two basic vanilla types of mortgage products? So many home buyers need one of the many different flavors of mortgages that Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners offers. Don't lose a buyer because you can't get them qualified to purchase a home. From self-employed to no tax returns to one day out of bankruptcy to even bank statement-only programs, you can even get your buyers up to a $2,000 tax credit every year of the loan. Give Christine a call at 514-6969. That's 514-6969.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com. This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, happy, happy Saturday. It's a happy, happy, happy Saturday. Today's my sister's birthday. I'm so happy for her. Usually this year, every time I am in New York, and I am not there right now because of coronavirus. So,
oh my,
I am not happy. I want to be up in New York.
I want to start a movement.
What kind of movement?
I want to stop calling it a birthday because
it's the anniversary of your birth.
It's your anniversary of your birth.
Who's got time to say that?
You had one
happy anniversary of your birth. That takes way too much effort.
But it's not your birthday. Your birthday was 1 year, however many years ago.
All right. You're off your soapbox now? Boy, you this past week, I have to tell you, every single day you've been on your soapbox about something.
Okay.
How many times have I walked away?
We ought to come up with a different word.
Oh, I know he's right. That doesn't change.
Oh, he's a man. We're allowed to.
Oh, that's what you're saying.
Oh, okay.
Oh, the men are on the soapbox. Okay. When did the ladies get a chance?
Every
day? I'd like to get on my... But it doesn't mean you're going to listen.
Oh, I always have to listen.
No, you don't.
Because it will come back to bite me.
Well, that's true, but
all right.
You still don't listen.
Tell me about interest rates.
I do want to talk about interest rates.
Well, please do.
Well, you know, it's kind of boring at this point, right? It's the same old, same old, same old. And yet, it's very exciting news. So how in the world is it so boring? It's because it's not changing. But the great news is the 30-year conventional rate remains unchanged from last week's record low of 2.71%. Now, that's about a full point less than it was this time last year. For this is, ready, consecutively 19 weeks, it's been below 3%. What? Think about that.
Crazy.
That really is crazy. 19 weeks, that's how many months? Almost five?
Yeah.
Wow, that's incredible. And the 15-year interest rate, it also is unchanged this week, 2.26%.
And sometimes your rates can be higher. They can be lower depending on your credit and such.
Yes. But even that number is also about a full point less than it was this time last year. And the FHA and the VA 30-year rate remain unchanged at 2.3% and 2.4%.
Wow.
Crazy, crazy low. And if you need to refinance or you need to get a new loan, we recommend that you call Christine Kennedy with Success Mortgage Partners. And her number is 904-514-6969. And she is the most helpful person. You'll have a great experience.
Well, you just mentioned something interesting. You said if you need to refinance. If you haven't refinanced in the last 18 months,
do it again.
You probably should.
Do it.
It's just amazing how much a difference of a point and a half of interest rates can make in your payments.
That's right.
And the cost of refinancing can be put into your loan. And sometimes you may say, well, you know, but then I have a 30-year loan. I got 27 years left, 28 years left. I don't want to go to another 30-year loan.
Yes, you do.
Okay. Well, wait.
Go to 15.
You can go to a 15-year loan. You can go to a 20-year loan. My son just refinanced, and he went to a 20-year loan. He didn't realize he could do that, and his payments still went down.
I thought he went to a 15. He went to a 20?
I think he went to a 20.
Wow.
But anyway, people that, you know, he bought 3 years ago. There's just so much opportunity for you because so many of our listeners out there are not ready to buy. They're not ready to sell. They're very happy where they are. And if they haven't looked into refinancing, maybe they don't have, you know, they think the cost to refinance is too high and they don't have that cash in hand or they don't want to use any cash. Just refinance the money into the loan. And their payments will still go down, and they can go down several hundred dollars a month.
That's wonderful, isn't it?
It's just incredible how many dollars it can go down, several hundred dollars. I mean, it can go down a car payment. It can pay off a car, or you can just reduce the number of years that it costs to pay it off. So give Christine a call. All right, what about predictions for what interest rates and prices are going to do for the coming year?
You know, I have to tell you, I'm always particularly interested in this because I feel like, you know, when you pay attention to what the top thinkers are thinking.
You mean you and me?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
No.
That you actually have a better opportunity in life, right? So when we think about real estate, we always look to The Economist, and the National Association of Realtors just published an article that talked about what the top 20 leading economic and housing experts predict for gross domestic product growth of 3.5% and an annual unemployment rate of 6.2% in 2021. Also, they said that the housing prices are expected to climb 8% in 2021 with another 5% in 2022.
Yow.
Yow is right. That is so, like, you know, get ready, get your house ready to sell because you can really make some money.
Well, that's going to make it tougher for some people to buy as well.
It could make it tougher, but the nice thing is, let me tell you what's going to happen to the interest rate or what they're forecasting. So remember, while the interest rates are low, people can afford much more house than they could as it begins to rise. So the 30-year fixed mortgage rate is expected to be 3% throughout 2021 and 3.25% in 2022.
So still very low.
So the outlook is fabulous.
Still very low, but not as low as they are right now. So if you're looking to buy, the prices are at the lowest point that they're going to be, and the interest rates are at the lowest point that they're going to be. So if you're thinking about buying, don't wait. And by the way, in the spring, house prices generally come up to be higher than they are now. So again, if you're thinking to buy, now is the time.
So it's really interesting because, you know, with the pandemic, I think a lot of people thought everything would tank. But real estate, to me, is always the foundation of any market time. You know, what's happening there, because it is such a, a ripple effect into everything, right? So if you have new construction, you've got, you know, lumber and all kinds of housing products that need to be done and all these workers in place. And then you have people selling and mortgages. And so it really is like this movement in the market. And it's been super interesting to watch what's happening. But as people have gone through the pandemic and worked from home remotely, they've discovered what they need in a house, what they don't have and what they need. So when you go out to work every day, you don't need the same thing as if you need to work from home. Your kids need to do school from home. You need to work out at home. You know, so everything has changed. And that's part of what has driven this market. The other thing is, when you think of all the people from California with the fires and the pandemic and everything, they're leaving California. And so it's been interesting to see where they went. Do you know where they went, Howard?
Texas and Florida.
Phoenix was the number one metro area that most of the people moved to from the West Coast, then Dallas, then Atlanta.
Atlanta. That's a surprising one.
Yeah. And then Spokane, Washington. That's interesting, right? So they left California and went to Spokane. But very, very interesting to see how much migration has happened. So what's really particularly interesting is when someone leaves the West Coast and comes to the East Coast, the size of the house they could buy, right? Because their housing's so expensive on the West Coast, and you bring all that money over here to the East Coast, and you could buy, you know,
lots
a McMansion, yes, where maybe before you were in a two-bedroom, one-bath, now you're in 6,000 square feet or something. So
yeah,
it's amazing what's happened to the real estate market. And, you know, I just want to send a message out to all our realtor brothers and sisters to be safe while you're out in the marketplace. Do all your realtor protocols, because we certainly have them, with our mask and our gloves and our booties on our shoes and virtual tours. There's so many ways that we can be helpful and assist people, but I just want to encourage everyone to be safe and practice safety always.
Yes. By the way, forbearance, we've talked about that before in terms of forbearance as a request to change the terms of your existing loans if you can't pay due to COVID. Well, FHA loans, the request for forbearance was supposed to expire in 3 weeks on December 31st, but FHA just changed it. They extended it last week to January 31st.
How about that?
So that's good for all of you folks that need that. Do not stick your head in the sand like ostriches do. Call your lender, and if you're having trouble, they can arrange, or they should be able to arrange something for you. It doesn't mean a forgiveness of a debt.
No.
It just means that it extends. Generally,
goes on the
payment
back end of
goes
the loan.
On the back end.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
All right. We got more great things to talk about, ways to help you if you want to buy. Here's something we've talked about a couple of years ago called crowdfunding.
Oh, sure.
We're going to talk about that just a little bit when we get back. And also, crowdfunding to buy and preserve and also to be part of literary history.
Okay, I don't know where you're going with that.
You
I can't wait to hear.
I know you don't. Want to be part of literary history? Stay with us. We'll be right back to talk about that. And also, if you have a question, stay with us and call us. We'll answer your question.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM. WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The U.S. has given the final go-ahead to the nation's first COVID-19 vaccine, launching emergency vaccinations in a bid to end the pandemic. Major step that prompted President Trump to call it a medical miracle. And shots will begin in a few days after yesterday's decision by the FDA. The FDA calling the vaccine made by both Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech safe and strongly protective. Officials say a car injured several people at a protest in Midtown Manhattan in New York on Friday. New York Fire Department officials say six people were hospitalized. Police and officials said the injuries did not appear to be life-threatening. Police say the driver, a woman, was stopped near the area. She was taken into custody and is now being questioned. Oil prices lost 21 pennies a barrel on the NYMEX on Friday, down to $46.57. The Dow was up 47 points. This is SRN News.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. If you've ever wondered why some jewelry stores and department stores always have a sale going at 50 to 75% off, there's a good reason. Because most of the time, they're not real sales. The prices are marked up so they can sell the piece at a big discount and still make the profit they need. If you wanted to find a realistic sales event, the store wouldn't run a year-round sale and the discounts would be a little more realistic. For example, Underwoods puts all of our diamond solitaire necklaces and ear studs on sale in December at 15% below the prices we sell at the rest of the year. So there's a genuine savings to the customer. We also take trade-ins, so it's the ideal time to buy for someone looking to grow their pendant or ear studs up to a larger size. Now at Underwoods, we don't run a lot of sales, but when we do, they're real and a good time to buy. So come see us at Underwoods. San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
Colds, flu, and viruses equal germs and bacteria. Fight all of these with a Lamperger lamp invented in 1898 specifically for use in hospitals to kill germs by purifying the air. Every doctor's office, daycare, and cancer center, wherever people gather, should be using a Lamperger lamp on a daily basis. Sprays and plug-ins are not the answer for killing germs. Lamperger is. Annabelle's of Orange Park is your most knowledgeable Lamperger dealer. Annabelle's, 904-272-5544.
Mary's Bistro delivery business is bustling and ready to burst.
Orders 34, 35, and 36 are up. Who's handling these? Hello, Mary's Bistro, now delivering.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
This is your last chance to give a great holiday gift, but time is ticking. Luckily for you, Dell has amazing savings on XPS and Alienware computers with Intel Core processors. There are also deals on an incredible selection of the best electronics brands like Samsung, all with free shipping on everything. If you get moving today, you can get great gifts under the tree in time. Just call 800-BUY-DELL. That's 800-BUY-DELL.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
It'll be mostly cloudy today with a high of 72. About a 20% chance of showers overnight. Some patchy fog and partly cloudy skies. Overnight low near 60. Partly sunny for Sunday. High 77. Sunday night mostly cloudy down to 63. And for Monday, partly sunny. 30% chance of showers. High 76.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, 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 happy Saturday.
Is that a new tune you're trying to...
Does it work?
Well, I'm...
Did you like it?
I have to say that I
liked
it. Does
it make you happy?
And does it make me happy? I wake up every morning happy. It's good to wake up.
A lot of people feel that way.
Yeah. You know, we were talking about, first-time home buyers in, well, not first-time home buyers, talking about
any home buyer.
Any home buyer.
Yes. How great it is. And the market is awesome.
Yeah. And, you know, you have to have some money to buy a house. And there's different sources to get the, if it's an FHA loan, you have to have 3.5%. And in some cases, you can get money, $7,500 from bond money.
Yeah, like the state of Florida gives bond money.
Yep. Sometimes you can borrow the money from a relative. But some people do something called crowdfunding.
Correct.
And, you know, you've heard of crowdfunding when somebody is injured or sick.
Or had a fire and needs help.
Yeah, but there's also, you know, kind of versions of that. And one way that you can do it is, you know, Christmas time is coming around.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes people give, well, most of the time people give some sort of gifts.
Yeah.
But, you know, we are a society that have so many things.
Yes.
Do we need all those things?
No.
No. But a lot of times what we need is cash.
Yes.
So you could ask all your relatives or all the people that give you money, and if you want to buy a house, have them give you money instead of things.
Yes, absolutely.
So that's a type of crowdfunding to get a down payment.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can ask for that at birthdays or any time that normally gifts are giving. Ask for cash and say, hey, you want to put this toward a home. So that's one way of doing it. But, you know, there's a home that a society has been set up to purchase, restore, and save that anyone in the world can contribute to, and you could be a part of literary history. So a crowdfunding site has been set up to buy and preserve. Do you remember the author J.R.R. Tolkien?
Yes.
Everybody remembers him from school.
Yes.
He wrote The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Yes.
Yes. The former home of that famed author is going on the market in Great Britain. He wrote those literary works mostly while living with his family in this home called Northmoor. He lived there from 1930 to 1947 in Oxford, England. The crowdfunding wants to purchase the home, restore it, and then turn it into a museum and learning center, and including build a little house next to it called the Hobbit House and Hobbit Gardens. And donors will be remembered in various ways in the home depending on the value of their donations. They need over $6 million. It's a good-sized house. It's over 3,000 square feet, and it's on almost an acre.
Yeah,
and
but $6 million? That's a lot of money.
It's not cheap to live in Oxford, England.
Well, I didn't live there, so I don't know.
Yes. Well, it's called Project Northmoor. And sorry, if you're really a fan of the books, you won't be able to stay there the night, as it won't be allowed.
Hmm.
But the Learning Center is going to teach people about the books, because there are people that study them and wonder what all the things mean that are in the books, because they're kind of deep.
They're very deep.
So there's going to be a book in the place where donors can have their book permanently, their names permanently inscribed in the book. So you can be part of literary history.
That is super cool.
Yeah. So if you want to learn more about it and be a part, if you're a real big fan, I know a lot of people that I know were such big fans of the movies.
You know, it's interesting, Howard, because they can probably raise $6 million like that. I mean, just so fast, right? And if you think about before the internet came along,
there was no such thing as crowdfunding because nobody would know about it.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. It would have been very difficult to get the word out and to raise money for that. But this is a new day and a new time and full of hope and promise for so many people by using crowdfunding.
I was not a great big fan of, you know, the Lord of the Rings trilogy, but I know a lot of people are. Anyway, if you want to learn more about it, go on the internet and look up Project Northmoor, M-O-O-R.
Okay.
All right. Hey, we want to talk about the appraisal process and more than the process itself, to tell you how involved the appraisal process is, not just by appraisers, but what people like you and I look at when we try to determine what a house is worth. And what appraisers look at also is they are on the side of the mortgage lender to determine what the value of the house is, and they do it compared to what other houses have sold for recently. And they try to do it compared to homes of equal size and that have sold for in the same neighborhood and the same type of structure. So, but it's very, very involved in that if you can't find one exactly, then you try to make pluses and negatives on values to try to make the other ones that have sold
the same as the what same. We call the subject property.
And you may think, well, it's just very simple. You know, if this is a 2,000 square foot home, you look at homes that are 2,000 square foot, see what they have sold like, and that's it.
In the last 6 months.
In the last 6 months. But there are so many things that can affect the value. So we just thought you might be interested in hearing what some of those really, really detailed things are. So first the appraiser goes and looks at the property and then takes things into consideration like, first of all, the competitive markets may have caused the price to increase due to a bidding war. That could have occurred. It caused the price to go up. The appraiser may find a property defect that the buyer was not aware of.
Like what? Yeah.
Like he goes into the house and he finds that there is a, like VA loans require that the appraiser does something in much more detail. So he looks and finds like,
like the roof.
That the roof is not in good condition.
It has to have a certain number of years left.
Yes. Or the appraiser may have found that there was an addition put on that was done without a permit. So there's an additional cost to remedy that situation.
Absolutely.
But the things that they use to consider value, let's talk about the lot. They look at the lot size, the lot shape, the usable amount of the lot. It may be a 5-acre lot, but only 3 acres of it are usable and the rest are not usable. They determine the view. The view of the lot is important. The elevation of it, whether it's in a flood zone, whether it's on the road, a road frontage or not. If it's right on San Jose Boulevard, that's not necessarily good for a residential property. Whether it's on water frontage or not, whether it's on a cul-de-sac or a corner, or whether it's a busy roadway or secluded, whether it has a pool. The landscaping, what type of landscaping it is, whether it's a sloped lot. Because, well, for instance, we sold a house a few years ago where the house was below the slope of the road. And what if it rained and the water would go all towards the front of the house? It needed a French drain. That has an effect on the value. You look at drainage. And more importantly, for all of these things, how the subject property that they're appraising compares to the other comparables, where the appraiser is comparing what that house sold for versus what the contract price is on this one. They also look at the neighborhood because the comparables may be in a different neighborhood. So it looks at the amenities in the neighborhood, whether there's a community pool, playground, tennis courts, ball fields, whether it's gated or not, and whether it's guard-gated. They look at anything that increases or decreases the value compared to other comps and whether it's in the same neighborhood or not. Also looks at curb appeal. Does the yard and the home look like it's been kept up? Is the grass in good shape? Does the house need painting? Does the roof need to be replaced? Are there visible signs of wood rot around the window frames, the door frames, the garage frames, or the eaves? Are there large tree limbs over the house that could damage the house if those big limbs fell during a windstorm? And the type of construction. Is it brick? Is it vinyl siding, cement siding, or cinder block, etc.? The age and updating of the home, and depending on the age, has the plumbing been done, the electrical? What about the flooring, the cabinetry, the windows, the air conditioning? the kitchen, appliances, bathrooms, and overall decor. There are lots more that we talk about when we'll come back after the break. Stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services.
To my realtor listeners out there, do you have sellers that want to sell a condo? Do you have buyers that want to buy a condo? Have you been told that the condo is not financeable, not on the list, or required 25% down? Did you know that there's a 3% down conventional financing for condos that are not on the list? Call Christine Kennedy at 904-514-6969. To see how you can get your condo financed for as little as 3% down.
Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show, we are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard team advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, happy, happy gray Saturday.
Happy gray Saturday?
Well, you know, I look at the window, which is behind you, and I see these gray clouds, and I know my blue sky's sitting behind there just waiting for them to go away.
Well, you know what I have told you many, many times?
What?
What's above those gray?
Sunshine.
Blue sky, always, yeah, always, always blue, and the sun's always shining. There you go. You know, back to appraisals, and you know what I've heard so many times is, you know, in a neighborhood, there's 2,000 square foot home, and there's another 2,000 square foot home that sold for $250,000, so mine should sell for $250,000.
Right.
Not necessarily. Not at all. Yours may sell for $25,000 more or $25,000 less. And let me explain why. So you have a 2,000 square foot home, but the ceiling height in one of them may be 8 feet, and the 2,000, and in the other one, it could be vaulted ceilings where it's substantially higher. They could be 12 foot ceilings. Also, the number of bedrooms in one could be 3 versus the number of bedrooms in the other one could be 4.
Ooh, one bedrooms, of those is much more desirable.
That's right. there could be more bathrooms in one of the houses versus another. So it's not just square footage. It's number of rooms. It's the size of closets. It's the number, like I said, number of bedrooms. Also, is whether or not all of the bedrooms are conforming bedrooms. So, Angela, what do we mean by conforming bedrooms?
Oh, Howard, we need a door, we need a closet, and we need a window.
Okay.
And then it's a bedroom.
All right. Also, we look at the number of full baths and the number of half baths. Also important is whether houses, all the houses have garages and the number of garage spaces or carports. And sometimes the builders, the buyers of the homes may say, hey, can you extend the garage 4 feet? Because they want to be able to put in bigger cars. That adds value.
It does.
Also, some people put in a garage door that is 6 foot high versus 7 foot high. That certainly adds value. Whether a home has an attic or not. You go to some of the older houses, and they have a very low-pitched roof where there's no attic space and therefore very little insulation.
Yes.
How about appliances? Are they built-in versus freestanding? Like some nicer homes have built-in refrigerators, built-in freezers, built-in ovens, built-in ice makers, built-in wine coolers, built-in ranges, built-in microwaves, and fancy built-in exhaust fans that exhaust to the outside. How about pools? Some homes have pools, and some of those in-ground pools are much bigger than others. Some are screened in, some are vinyl lined, some are cement, and some of them are in great conditions. Some have hot tubs and some don't. Some houses are on dirt roads. Some of the roads are paved. How about the quality of the appliances? Some ovens are $10,000. Some of the ovens and stoves.
I want one of those.
You want one of those?
Yeah, I do.
How about the type of flooring that a home has? Is it real wood flooring versus inexpensive laminate? You know, we see homes that are advertised as it's on water, which usually means it could be on the ocean. It could be on the river. It could be on a canal. Each one of those is very, very different. And even if it's on water, does it have a dock? Does it have a boat lift? Is the boat lift covered? Does the property have access to navigable water? And for example, if it's on a canal with no view, that's worth substantially less than if you have a view. And is the water deep enough for a 20-foot boat, or can it handle a 40-foot boat? Does the house have a covered front entry? Does it have balconies or decks or lanais? Does it have a Florida room? And is that Florida room covered with the same roof line as the regular house? These are all things that an appraiser and realtors use to determine value. And again, these are all compared to other homes that are the comparable solds. Also, does your driveway, is it a dirt driveway, a gravel driveway, cement, asphalt, or does it have pavers? Now, here's an interesting one, too, that many of us don't think about. Are there other structures on the property, and what is the condition, and does it fit the zoning of the property? For example, you may have built another structure, and you put a you make it into a bedroom and you put a stove in it. It then becomes a two-family property. We had a problem with that.
We sure did.
On one property about a year ago where it wasn't zoned to be a two-family property.
Had to take the stove out to get the house sold.
That's right. Are there visible easements on the property? That could affect the value of the property. Whether or not you own the easement or somebody else owns the easement. Also, the style of home and the number of stories. Could be the thickness of the walls. You know, which is more valuable, a home that's built with 2x4 construction or 2x6 construction? Well, probably 2x6 construction.
Not probably. Yes.
Yes, because it has more insulation. How about that? How about distance to a landmark? For example, if you're in Ponte Vedra Beach and you are near the Ponte Vedra Inn and Club, you could have two absolutely identical homes, and one is three houses from the Ponte Vedra Inn and Club versus 1 mile. Guess which one is going to sell for $2 million more?
The one next to the club.
Yes.
So, Howard, also, that is, it. You know, the oldest line in real estate is location, location, location.
Yes.
That's what gives you so much value oftentimes.
Oh, or walkable to a popular elementary school.
Yeah, like
so
in our neighborhood, there's a school
you
right there.
You could be in the same neighborhood, the exact same home, but one of them is a block and a half from the school and you walk to it, and the other one's 2 miles away,
mm-hmm.
like in our neighborhood. Also, for condos, there are special things that are looked at. Is it an end unit versus a middle unit? An end unit has more windows and therefore is probably worth more. If it's a condo, what floor are you on? If you're on the third floor, that might be worth more because generally the ceilings are higher. Could be the exact same square footage.
Well, whatever the top floor is.
Whatever the top floor is. Now, also, what's the view in a condo? Because some of them look over on the parking lot. Some of them look over on a preserve. There's a different value to those.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them look over on a pool, and maybe that's where a lot of kids make a lot of noise, and you don't want to be there. There are different values for all of these things. So when we as realtors look at all these things, we compare it to the ones that have sold.
Yes.
You had some comments.
Well, we got a text in from a listener who said, what if you have a home that's very upgraded compared to all the other comparables? It has far more and far more costly upgrades compared to all of the houses in an area that might still be builder grade quality. How will this affect appraisal?
Well, if the appraiser can determine, and an appraiser goes into your house when he or she is appraising it, they do go into your house. What they can't do is to go into the ones that have already sold. But what they do do is they look at the listing of the old ones that have sold and see if there's any commentary on that. And if it's a good appraiser, they will, if your home sales price is significantly higher than one of the other ones that have sold, they sometimes, if they're a good appraiser, they will call the listing agent, because we have gotten calls on this several times, and say, can you tell me about the house that sold at XYZ Main Street on such and such a date? Can you tell me whether there were upgrades on that house? And a lot of times they can tell that by looking at the photos on the previous listing. So absolutely, a good appraiser will do that work to determine whether the subject property is better than the previous comps, and they'll make some adjustments.
Absolutely.
So yes, they will and should do that. So these are, again, these are things that are taken into consideration. We do, as realtors and appraiser, look at all of these things. And again, it's to compare what has sold compares to what yours should sell for at a fair market value to a ready, willing, and able buyer. But yours could have had a higher price due to a bidding war, that type of thing. Very, very involved process. And by the way, that's why you need a realtor to determine the price of your property rather than you thinking, oh, the other one sold for $250, I'm going to price mine at $250. Yours may be substantially higher. Yours may be substantially lower. We're going to look at all of these things to determine what it should be.
Yes,
and
we are.
We want to tell you that the Van Wees are on tap. They are here live as usual. They're, you know, they're saying it's been a so-so week, but they're going to go into more detail about that. We want to tell you that Christmas is almost here. We want you to be safe out there. Always wear a mask. And we're going to be back with you next week live again as usual. We want you to have a great week. We want you to know that you need a professional on your side. We hope it's us when you need us. Call us after the show. Call Angela at 465-3845. You can call me at 687-8161. We'll usually come together to see you because we both have different opinions. We want to thank you for listening and for your support. We can help you in real estate radio. You can email us, call us, whatever. Have a blessed day, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.